Chapter 12. The Roger Young was again returning to base for replacements, both capsules and men. Al Jenkins had bought his farm, covering a pickup, and that one had cost us the Padre, too. And besides that, I had to be replaced. I was wearing brand new sergeant chevrons, Vice Migliaccio, and I had a hunch that Ace would be wearing them as soon as I was out of the ship. They were mostly honorary, I knew. The promotion was Jelly's way of giving me a good send-off, as I was detached for OCS. But it didn't keep me from being proud of them. At the fleet landing field, I went through the exit gate with my nose in the air and strode up to the quarantine desk to have my orders stamped. As this was being done, I heard a polite, respectful voice behind me. "Excuse me, Sergeant, but that boat that just came down, is it from the Raja?" I turned to see the speaker, flicked my eyes over his sleeves, saw that it was a small, slightly stoop-shouldered corporal, no doubt one of our... "Father!" Then the corporal had his arms around me. "Juan, Juan, oh my little Johnny." I kissed him and hugged him and started to cry. Maybe that civilian clerk at the quarantine desk had never seen two non-coms kiss each other before. Well, if I had noticed him so much as lifting an eyebrow, I would have pasted him. But I didn't notice him. I was busy. He had to remind me to take my orders with me. By then, we had blown our noses and quit making an open spectacle of ourselves. I said, "Father, let's find a corner somewhere and sit down and talk. I want to know, well, everything." I took a deep breath. "I thought you were dead." "No. Came close to buying it once or twice, maybe. But, son, Sergeant, I really do have to find out about that landing boat. You see..." "Oh, that. It's from the Roger Young. I just..." He looked terribly disappointed. "Then I've got to bounce right now. I've got to report in." Then he added eagerly, "But you'll be back aboard soon, won't you, Juanito? Or are you going on R&R? No. I thought fast, of all the ways to have things roll. "Look, Father, I know the boat schedule. You can't go aboard for at least an hour and a bit. That boat is not on a fast retrieve. She'll make a minimum fuel rendezvous when the Raj completes this pass, if the pilot doesn't have to wait over for the next pass after that. They've got to load first." He said dubiously, "My orders read to report at once to the pilot of the first available ship's boat."